This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. The Farm Progress Show will take place Tuesday, August 27th through Thursday, August 29th at the Farm Progress Show site in Boone. Farm Progress Show Media Day was held on Wednesday to showcase the newest attractions at the show, along with the final preparations being made for the largest outdoor farm show. We will hear more from Matt Youngman of Farm Progress next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
With less than a week to go before the start of the 2024 Farm Progress Show, Farm Progress National Events Manager Matt Youngman says that exhibitors are hard at work preparing their show displays.
It's 4 million square feet, so you can imagine that takes a lot of time to get everything moved in. And you know, we started on this back in late July in terms of putting the tents up. But the activity kind of doubles every day here as we lead up to the show. And that super busy Monday, the day before the show, when we're kind of get the finishing touches on 600 exhibitors.
Youngman says one of his challenges while preparing for the Farm Progress Show each year is making sure that there are always new and exciting attractions each year for show attendees.
Well, you know, a lot of that goes to the exhibitors. You know, they bring out new products like what's behind us. You know, they do a lot of work to make sure that the show is fresh and new, and each individual exhibit is fresh and new. You have product introductions all over the grounds on Tuesday morning, and then people having an opportunity to interact with it and then go watch it run in the field demonstrations. But since we've gone to permanent sites, we want to make sure that there's plenty of things that are new and fresh, and every show is different, and there's plenty of good reasons to come to the event.
Youngman says the varied industries tent at the show sold out of exhibitor space this year and necessitated a second varied industries tent.
We would typically sell that tent out. It's a 660-foot long tent, and we would typically sell it out real close to showtime. Well, back in April, it was sold out with about 20 people on the wait lifts to get in, so we ended up putting up an additional varied industries tent over at the southeast corner of the grounds, and that has now sold out.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.